Next item on the agenda is Dominion Power, excuse me, Dominion Virginia Power, 08-1668. Elizabeth.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Crown.
Dominion Virginia Power is requesting authorization to install approximately 76 linear feet of new 230 kV transmission line, approximately 120 feet above two crossings of Tuscarora Creek between the existing Pleasant View substation located east of Leesburg off Cochran Mill Road and a new substation site northwest of Hamilton near the intersection of Berlin Turnpike and Route 7 as part of the Pleasant View-Hamilton transmission line project in Loudoun County. The project is protested by the City of Leesburg. The project site is located to the east of the City of Leesburg and involves two separate aerial crossings of Tuscarora Creek. Leesburg is up here. You can see crossing one and crossing two. Both aerial crossings are approximately 120 feet above the creek. Crossing number one is approximately 43 linear feet across the creek, and it will be within this existing roadway easement. Another shot. Crossing two is approximately 33 linear feet, and there are existing utility easements within. Here you can see existing electrical lines. In a better shot, the new lines will run parallel to the existing lines. Application drawings for crossing number one. You can see the easement and the proposed overhead line across the creek. Crossing two, you can see the proposed line next to the existing lines. Ground shot for crossing one, the creek runs under the road. This is the best I could do. And then crossing two, you can see the existing towers. The State Corporation Commission issued a certificate of public convenience and necessity for the line on February 18, 2008, and this certificate determines the route of the line. There will not be any new poles placed within Tuscarora Creek. Staff received a letter of objection from the town of Leesburg dated October 6th. The letter states that the town is in opposition to the new transmission line and they do not support approval of the application. Department of Game and Inland Fisheries does not currently document any listed wildlife resources and do not anticipate any adverse impacts. Department of Conservation and Recreation does not have any objections, and no other agencies have commented on this project. While staff understands that the City of Leesburg is not in favor of the new transmission line, staff does not believe that the two overhead line crossings will have a negative impact on state-owned submerged lands. Additionally, all other parts of the project outside of the stream crossings are not within the Commission's jurisdiction. As a result, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of two aerial crossings of Tuscarora Creek with the assessment of an appropriate royalty at the rate of $3 per linear foot. And I've spoken with the town of Leesburg, and they are not planning on attending today.
Anyone here supporting the project? Come forward, sir. Thank you. Let's go ahead and one real quick question. Do you know if they were before the State Corporation Commission objecting to this? Do you know if the city was before the State Corporation Commission objecting to this? That'd be fine. Thank you. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. State your name.
John Bailey with Dominion Virginia Power.
Good to have you, Mr. Bailey.
Thank you. We support Ms. Gallup's summary. The town of Leesburg was at the State Corporation Commission throughout the whole hearing process, actually supporting the route that we had proposed, but the commission chose another route. And they selected this route and approved this route. And that the town has some issues, visual issues about other parts of the project. And we're still talking with the town, but these are two crossings of the creeks. All of our projects will cross creeks, and we work with Williamsburg Environmental and other firms to minimize those impacts. So I think the town basically has a visual concern about the project throughout the whole route.
So that I understand, the visual concerns, though, are not in these specific locations, because I'm having a hard time understanding what the problem is with these locations when they're existing power lines, number one, and existing bridge, number two. Won't add anything to the detriment to the vista.
I support your position on that.
Is that an accurate observation?
Very accurate. But it is issues that the town has related to the installation of this project, and it's not an issue for this commission, but they have objected, and we're here to answer your questions.
Any questions of the commission? Thank you, sir. Matters before the commission for action discussion. Mr. Holland?
Move the recommendation of staff.
There a second?
Second.
By Mr. Tankard. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Good to have you here. Next.